Well, let's turn to Psalms 23, a very familiar passage of scripture, as we embark on a new series called Strength for the Journey. Psalms 23. If you find that passage, please stand. It's a sign of reverence and honor for the Word of God. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Speak, Lord. Your people are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to speak from this theme the next few weeks. Don't waste your valley. Don't waste your valley. The historical background of Psalms 23 is found in 2 Samuel, the 15th chapter. There is recorded the instance of David's life when his own son Absalom rebelled against him and toppled him from the throne of Israel. David was forced to flee into the Judean wilderness with his family and servants, and for a period he was unable to reclaim the throne. His life was in jeopardy, and he was hunted and hounded for several months. David's early life had been shaped as a shepherd in that same Judean wilderness. So he recalled the circumstances of his shepherd life. This is a psalm for God's people who, like David, are walking through a valley experience. We will each face valleys in life's journey, and we can trust God's promises to guide us through. Psalms 23 is written for you, for me. If you feel pushed in a corner, your back is against the proverbial wall, you feel you're caught between a rock and a hard place, Psalms 23 is strength for the journey. David was not ashamed to identify his valley. He identifies his valley in Psalms 23, verse 4, as the valley of the shadow of death, or the valley of deep darkness. But David did not waste his valley experience. He seized the moment. He drew from his relationship with God, his experience of walking with God, to manifest a level of hope and confidence and joy that kept him worshiping in the valley while he was waiting in the valley on God to move on his behalf. He strengthened himself in the Lord by focusing on the sovereignty and the sufficiency of the Lord, my shepherd. It was Corrie Ten Boom who states, faith is when you praise God in the storm, you trust him in the valley, and you follow him in the dark. The Lord Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd. Beloved, Jesus is the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, covenant name of God, he is that Lord in Psalms 23. He is David's shepherd.
All right.
In John 10:11, the Bible says, and Jesus says, I am the good shepherd.
All right.
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Hebrews 13:20 says, now may the God of peace, who brought you up from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This sovereign shepherd controls the valleys. He determines their depth, their length, their duration.
Yes, sir.
He permits the valley seasons in our lives to develop us and conform us to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Don't waste your valley with worry. Don't waste your valley with hopelessness and helplessness. Don't waste your valley with doubt and unbelief. But use that valley experience to draw closer to the good shepherd. Now notice in verses 4 through 6, number 1, David responses to the Lord in the valley. In the first three verses of Psalms 23, David, a sheep, you can call him a sheep shepherd, talks to the fellow sheep about the shepherd. In Psalms 23, 1 through 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, beginning in verse 4, beloved, look, David, a sheep shepherd, begins to talk to the shepherd.
All right.
When he considers all that he had and who he is talking about, David cannot refrain from giving God total praise. And there are three praises that he gives God. Point A, there is praise for the shepherd's power. There is praise for the shepherd's power. B, there is praise for the shepherd's provisions. And C, there is praise for the shepherd's promises. Do you see that? Now let's look at the responses here. The first praise. There is praise for the shepherd's power. In the valley, instead of complaining about our condition, we should be praising God for his power. That's a different perspective.
Yes, it is.
Because normally when we're hurt, we go inward. We don't look up, we look down, or we look around. We're confused, we're despondent, dismayed, in despair, disgusted, and depressed about our what? Condition. Not so with David. David praises the shepherd for his power. Number one, in his power, he provides, here it is, peace. He provides peace. Psalms 23:4, clause 8. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The Lord is our shepherd. He is with us in our valleys. Yes. And he was praising the shepherd for his power that provides for us in that place of brokenness, if you will. He provides for us the peace that we need, the calmness and clarity that we need to deal with external pressures and confusions. The valleys might bring out our fear, but they also bring us closer to our shepherd. Even though the sheep must at times pass through the most frightening and dangerous of places, they travel in peace. Why? Because their shepherd has everything in control. He goes before the sheep. He beats a path for the sheep. He provides what is necessary for their well-being. And so does the Good Shepherd does for us.
All right.
If we are willing to take our valley experiences and follow Him and learn of Him and worship Him and praise Him in the midst of it. They travel in peace knowing that their shepherd has everything under His sovereign control. Beloved, that same confidence should dwell in the hearts of God's people today. Yes, the path that you walk will lead to difficult and dangerous places at times. Yes, there are events in life that will break your heart, that will rob you of your joy. But if we know that Jesus, the Great Shepherd, is leading us and that we are following Him, there is a level of confidence and calmness that should accompany us in the valley. If we know that He is in absolute control of all the paths of life, then we can pass through the shadows in peace and security. There is a praise for the shepherd's power, and that power is provided in His peace for us. Psalms 37, 23 says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him." So if I'm distressed about my condition, I shouldn't be distressed about my God. They are different. They are not one and the same. And it says that the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. You may not delight in your dilemma, but you can delight in your divine Creator. And your sovereign God. You know a shadow cannot harm you. It can't harm you. And isn't it the shadows that disturb us the most? What can the shadow of an angry dog do? It cannot bite. What can the shadow of a poisonous snake do? It cannot strike. Shadows cannot harm you physically, but they tend to affect us mentally. They affect us psychologically, but they can't harm us. There are shadows. And if we walk with the Good Shepherd Jesus, we are walking in the light as He Himself is in the light. And there are no shadows in the light. So when we find ourselves in a dark valley, in a dark, deep place of depression and distress, we don't curse the darkness. We shine the light.
Amen.
We remind ourselves who God is, who we are in relationship to Him. And knowing that God allowed us to go through it, that means that God will be there to see us through it.
Yeah.
If He takes us to it, He's going to see us through it.
Come on.
And beloved, we got to lean into that in those valley experiences. God is trying to teach us something, and we're trying to run away from the lesson. Don't run from the lesson, because it's going to come back around again. The God of the mountain is the same God in the valley. You know, in biblical times, they believed that only the God of the mountain was the most powerful God. There was no gods in the valley, and if they were weak. But the God of Israel proved that He was a God of the mountain and the valley.
Amen.
Oh, we love God on the mountaintop, don't we? But we despise Him in the valley. That's why we never grow. We never learn. We never experience that shalom, right? That peace, that confidence, that calmness, and that clarity of heart and mind about what we are experiencing at the moment. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says, "You keep in perfect peace, double shalom, whose mind is stayed on You because he trusts in You." Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord your God is an everlasting rock. He's that rock you run to. He is that foundation, that firm foundation you stand upon when your life feels shaky. Jesus, the good shepherd, says in John 14, 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." He does not give us peace based upon circumstances. "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Beloved, praise him for the provision of his peace that's available for you and me in our valley. We should be focusing on the God of peace. The God who is present, not the God who is absent. The God who is of the valley as well as the mountain.
Amen.
And secondly, in his power, he provides his presence. Yes, he does. Psalms 23, 2 and 3 says, "He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The presence of the good shepherd with his sheep is a theme that permeates this psalm, and it permeates the Bible as a whole. It's the fabric of this particular psalm. He provides his presence. How does he do it? Through guidance. Look, if I lead and you don't follow, it's not my fault. It's not Jesus' fault that you don't follow him when he's leading you. But that's what you said.
Yeah,
when the Lord is leading you. And you find yourself in a place the Lord didn't send you. You sent yourself. Beloved, are you following the Lord? Or are you following the shepherd of the sheep? Are you listening to his voice? And if he's leading, and he's always leading, he's always speaking through his word by his spirit, but we may not be listening and we may not be following. He says here that God manifests his presence through his guidance. He provides his presence also through his protection. Because of verse 4. "For you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me."
Uh-huh.
He provides his presence not only through his guidance, his protection, but his proximity. Beloved, he's near you.
Amen.
No, you may not fear his nearness, but he's near all the same.
Amen.
It says in verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." The Lord is seen near his sheep.
Amen.
He's in proximity to his sheep. He's never distant. He's never far. He's never away. He's never lost. You're never abandoned in the valley. And you know what you have to do? Praise him for that. Praise him even if you don't feel it.
Yes.
Say it if you don't want to. Speak it if it's hard to articulate. But you have to praise him for who he is.
Yeah.
That's what David was doing in this valley.
Yeah.
Praising God for who he is. Not praising God because he did this and that for you. Praising God because he worked it out. Won't he do it? What if he don't do it? What if he won't do it? What if it's not his will to do it? What will you do? Will you worship him? Will you say, "Naked I came into this world, naked I'm going to leave this world. The Lord give, the Lord take it away. Blessed be his name." That's worship in the valley.
Yes, it is.
Jehovah's worshiping in the valley. All his children are dead. His wife has lost her mind. His body is being racked with pain and boils. His wealth is destroyed. His name and reputation is being defamed. And he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Yes.
Why? Because he was worshiping the God of the mountain, who was the same God in the valley.
Amen.
All right.
Through his presence, beloved, he guides you. Through his presence, he protects you. Through his presence, he draws near to you. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is near his sheep. He is always there to lead you, feed you, protect you, provide for you. We were just thinking about this awesome God. He protect you and he always watch over you. I love this. This is the blessed truth right here. That God's children will experience weeping and blessings simultaneously. What's that big word, Pastor? At the same time. That's what it says in Psalms 84, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Passing through the valley of weeping. And some of us are passing through that valley. But it says, but you will find in that valley of weeping pools of blessings. Oh my God. Did you hear that? While you're in the valley of weeping, you will also simultaneously experience pools of blessings. Refreshment. Renewal. Restoration. Psalms 42 is like the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after thee, O God. He quenches your thirst. He quenches the hunger of his presence in your life when you praise him for his power. Because in his power, his omnipotence, he provides peace. He provides his presence. And then lastly, in his power, he provides his protection. Oh, I know we don't feel that. Preacher, I don't feel that. Well, it's really not anything to feel, but it's really something to believe.
Amen.
It's something to know. You believe, you know, and then you respond. And that's what David did. David believed his shepherd, that the Lord is his shepherd. And he knew his shepherd. And now he's doing what he needs to do in the valley. Praise him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We need to praise him for who he is. Not for what he can fix and work out. Not for any miracle he can perform. But just for who he is. And when you praise God that way, miracles happen.
Yeah.
When you praise God that way, strength comes.
Amen.
Perspective is clear. Joy bubbles up. And you can't keep it to yourself. Because you know his goodness is still present in your badness. Listen to what he says in verse 4, Psalms 23. In his power, he provides his protection. Psalms 23, verse 4. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Isn't that interesting? Those things sound like they will hurt you. Those things like rod and staff, they will beat you down.
Yeah.
No, beloved. He comforts you with the rod and his staff.
All right.
Listen, David mentions the implements of the shepherd's protection when he's leading his sheep. He knows there's wolves. There's bobcats. There's cougars. There's snakes. And he's ready at any moment to protect his sheep with those implements. Each of these tools have a very special and specific purpose in the life of the sheep. The staff was a long pole with a crook near the end. With this implement, the shepherd would correct the sheep, draw them close when they began to wander, and lift them out of the crevices and the ravines into which they might fall. And many of us have fallen into some crevices and ravines today.
All right.
We are down there in the muck and the mud of our own decision making.
Yes, sir.
And we're saying, where is God? No, where are you? Because you're not where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be following shepherd.
Yes, sir.
And you got sidetracked with your flesh and your desires and got caught up in this mess. That's the making of your own hands. You know what? When you find yourself in a valley situation, don't blame God, what I'm trying to say. Because that's your fault that you didn't stay on the track. That's your decision that you didn't look up. You know, Corrie Ten Boom says, if you look around, you be distressed. If you look inside, you'll be depressed. But if you look up, you'll be at rest. And so we're depressed and distressed because we're not looking up. The psalmist says, I believe it's Psalms 121, I will look to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. See, we got to keep our focus heavenward. We got to be focused north, not south, east, and west. So the staff was used to protect, to correct, to pull us out of our mess. And the rod was much shorter than the staff was used by the shepherd to protect the sheep from anything that might try to attack the flock. And so too are the born again sheep of the Lord. They're protected by him night and day. And we enjoy a place of absolute protection with him. Colossians 3:3 says, for you have died and your life, your real life, not that facsimile life you're trying to project to people. Your life is hidden with Christ and God. You know that perpetrating life?
Come on.
Always on top, always happy, things a little well, blessed and highly favored.
Come on.
And go home and cry like a baby. Because you're perpetrating a life you don't possess. Like some of us perpetrate a faith we don't have. Hidden, beloved, implies concealment and safety, both invisibility and security. We are not yet glorified, but we are secure and safe in Christ. In fact, the Bible says in Colossians 3, 1, 2, and 3, that Christ is our very life. Listen, beloved, to the good shepherd, as he reveals the levels of our protection in him. John chapter 10. Listen to what the good shepherd says about these levels of protection and security in relationship to him. Beginning at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice.
That's good.
And I know them.
Yeah.
And they follow me. Stop right there. You hear? Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Look, my sheep possess it.
Yeah.
Hear my voice. They hear his voice. The sheep of his sheep, they know him, they hear him, and they follow him. That's a disciple. That's a follower of Christ. That's one who is fully and completely devoted to him.
Yes.
And he says, I give them eternal life. They don't work for this.
Yes,
they can't earn this. They can't be good enough. They can't do good enough. He says, I give them eternal life.
That's right.
And they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Security.
Amen.
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can snatch them out of his hand. Now that's double security.
Yeah. That's right.
In insurance policy, that's double protection.
Yeah.
Come on, Progressive. That's double protection. He says no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Yeah. Now, if they're in my hand and they're secure, then the Father's hand ain't nobody able to do that. So we have double security even in our valley. He says, I am the Father of one. The good shepherd, beloved, the Lord our shepherd, provides for us, here it is, double protection. As he will give us double peace if we fix our mind on him. Your mind got to be made up. Your mind got to be made up. Knowing that you're on your way up to be with him. Do you have a made up mind this morning? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Are you still analyzing? Are you caught up in the analysis and paralysis? Are you right there? I don't know if I believe him. I believe him. Well, I believe him today. I believe him yesterday, but I don't think I believe him tomorrow. I mean, you're just going through all those emotions, those emotional gymnastics, because you're basing your faith in God on your circumstances. You're basing whether he loves you on your outcomes and not on who he is. Praise him, beloved. Praise him for his provisions. His provision of power in the valley. That's why we praise him, because he provides for us peace. He provides for us presence. And he provides for us protection. Don't waste your valley. Maximize it. Utilize it for your spiritual good and God's ultimate glory. Let's pray. Father God, in our valleys, strengthen us in the inner person, the real us. Strengthen us in order that we may look unto the shepherd of our souls, the shepherd of our salvation, the shepherd of our deliverance, even when we're caught between a rock and a hard place, when we're being squeezed in the middle by the circumstances of life. Strengthen us and restore and refresh our souls during the valley experience. May we know you and your power and your presence and your peace and your protection while we're going through it, way before we come out of it, because you allowed us to go through, and you will get us through it for your glory. Spirit of God, empower us to listen to the shepherd. Tune our spiritual ears of faith to hear his still small voice speaking courage and comfort to us in those dark and unspoken places of our own hearts. Jesus, our shepherd, our good shepherd, help us to follow and lean on your sovereignty and sufficiency when we grow weak and weary in the valleys of life. Lead us to trust you with all our hearts, not leaning on our human resources, but on your divine resources that can direct our paths through the pressures and the problems and the pains of this life. It is in the name of Jesus, our sovereign and sufficient shepherd, I pray and ask it all. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Amen.